Hey, Bill O'Reilly, welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, November 16th, 2020. Stand up for your country. So how do you feel about the truth? How do you feel about the truth? Are you a truth seeker? Someone who really wants to know? As Jack Nicholson once said, can you handle the truth? You know, I would say about 50% of us in America can't handle it, don't want to know it, unless it fits in with our preconceived belief systems. About 50% want to know the truth, which is why BillO'Reilly.com and what you're watching on the First TV and all of that is becoming the most successful internet-based news service in the world. Millions of people, as I told you, are now coming in here because the other media is collapsing, the corporate media. But I want to get to you. This show is about you, the American citizen, the honest citizen, and I assume you are. Do you really want to know the truth? Well, I'm going to tell you the truth tonight. I'm going to tell you the truth about Donald Trump. I'm going to tell you the truth about what's going to happen now. And some of you aren't going to like it. And I want you to write to me, bill@billoreilly.com, and with any questions or comments about this segment, the truth. We got Bernie Goldberg coming up, and I consider him a truth sayer as well. Bernie and I don't always agree, but over the years, and I've known him for three decades, I met him when I was 12. Bernie's much older than I am. But I have never known him not to tell the truth. You know, another person who's like that? Cheryl Atkinson, who works, I think, for Sinclair now. She's another one. I've never seen anything they've ever done that didn't. That wasn't accurate. Let's put it that way. Okay, so let's run it down now. President Trump believes he won the election and that fraud, massive fraud, was involved. That's what he believes. No one is going to convince him otherwise. He has members of his administration, led by Rudy Giuliani, trying to prove that. They are not going to do it. They don't have enough time. They don't have any evidence now that we can see. It's all about faulty computers. It's about people not being allowed to observe. It's about dead people voting. And all of that is true. It's all true. But is it enough? Does it rise to the level of a federal court, the Supreme Court, overturning the vote in which Joe Biden won by 5 million. Does it rise? And the answer is, it does not. You can listen to talk radio and watch Fox News 24/7. That's not going to change that. There is not enough. A glimmer of hope would be if the hand count in Georgia overturns that state and gives it to Donald Trump. There's presently a 15,000 gap between Biden, the winner, and Trump, the loser. If the hand count, which comes in Wednesday at midnight, would overturn that, then a lot of things would change. But I don't expect that will happen. Now, the president doesn't like the hand count, but the Justice Department is there. All right, the state police and investigative units in Georgia are there. They're watching Fulton County very, very closely because Fulton County cheated, in my opinion, in the original vote count. All right. So Mr. Trump has a right and a duty to the country to say, I want to know what happened before I hand over power to Joe Biden. He has that right and that duty, in my opinion. All right, this is opinion. That's not the truth, but that's my opinion.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So did you see Barack Obama on CBS yesterday? He's on a CBS Morning News and 60 Minutes. Now, this guy is as slick as they come. And I have told you many, many times that I like him personally. I know you don't like him, some of you. I know. But I got to be honest. In addition to being a truth seeker, I'm an honest guy. I like him personally. And I respect his talents. And he is talented. But he's as slick as they come. Now, he's got a new book out. All right? So he sits down with Gayle King. I know Ms. King forever. I like Ms. King. She's Oprah's best friend. All right. But she is an ardent liberal. Ardent is the key word there. All right. That's all right. The whole crew at CBS are liberal. I don't think there's one person that I know at CBS News that isn't a liberal. The whole crew. So Gayle King asks Obama a very interesting question. We'll take.
72 million people voted for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. What does that say to you about the state of this country?
Well, what it says is that we are still deeply divided. The power of that alternative worldview that's presented in the media that those voters consume, it carries a lot of weight.
Are you worried about that?
Yes. It's very hard for our democracy to function if we are operating on just completely different sets of facts.
Okay, now this is interesting. So according to President Obama, and 74 million, not 72 million, Gayle, voted for Trump. Those 74 million live in an alternative world. An alternative world. They don't live in his world or the real world. They're all alternatives, okay? And that the news they consume, and this has got to be part of that, the no-spin news, all right, is feeding them, all right, a false view of the world. That's what that soundbite was all about. My side, President Obama would contend, we're fine. We get a clear vision of what's really happening. Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, there was a march in Washington on Saturday, all right, where tens of thousands, nobody give me the count. I've called 50 people. My staff has. Give me the count. How many people showed up? Nobody knows, but tens of thousands showed up to support Donald Trump. Okay? So during that exposition, where tens of thousands of people were cheering for the president, far left people came and trouble broke out, as everybody knew it would. All right. But it was the far left people who exacerbated the trouble because the Trump people weren't going to fight each other. Here's how it was reported by a CBS News correspondent named Errol Barnett. Go.
So around me, you're seeing some of the supporters. I can tell you that I've seen a group known as the Proud Boys, other white nationalist groups and extremist groups that are expected to be here as well and have been promoting their participation online.
Okay, so he's seen them. I guess they have little sweatshirts. I don't know. He's seen them. Tens of thousands of people, yet Errol picks out a few fringe people, and it has to be a few because there aren't any more than 100 Proud Boys. Okay? He doesn't mention in his 1 minute and 42 second report, doesn't mention that far left people ignited violence. Doesn't mention it. Okay, I got a good final thought about the holidays. Another quick break, right back.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so Thanksgiving is going to be different. I had to cut down my celebration. It made me sad. I wanted to host some people that I can't host because of COVID. And Christmas is going to be the same thing. Smaller, smaller, smaller. But here's a plan. So now I'm going to do extra kindness from O'Reilly to all my friends and family. And I'm going to start before Thanksgiving. So I'm giving away a whole bunch of these. Stand up for your country. Because everybody who likes me stands up for their country. All right? So I'm going to give away all the stand up for your country stuff, which is easy for me to do because I own it. But I'm going to start to give people little gifts. All right? This is great. And this isn't political. Stand up for your country. All right? We're tired of our country being insulted. I am. Then I'm going to give them the Merry Christmas America. These are great. I came up with these, by the way. I thought these up. Anyway. But most of all, I'm going to spread the word that concierge membership, where you have direct access to me on BillO'Reilly.com, it's a fabulous gift. And you get free books, premium membership. I'm giving those away. I'm giving them away. All right? And it makes people happy. And it says, okay, maybe we can't be together because of COVID, but I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking of you. So get that list. All right? And buy from us. Don't go to the mall. I mean, that's insane. You don't want to go to the mall. Don't do that. That's cheap stuff anymore. Most of it's made in China. This is all made in the USA here. All right? Give gifts that matter. And finally, this is the greatest gift. This right here, Killing Crazy Horse. They're going to love it. If you have people who like history, want to know about their country, this book is fantastic. And you know it is. It's got 93% excellent rating on Amazon. Those are the folks. So, you know, all of that, you become a premium member or concierge member, you get this free. And we did that, so you're not going to put out a lot of money. But that's what we're going to have to do this holiday season. We're going to have to think about people who matter to us. Start early, little gifts. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever it may be. Okay? And stop, maybe people who you wouldn't ordinarily give a gift on, you give a little gift. A little Christmas ornament or something. A little hat. All right? You got to make it up. This COVID is horrible. It's going to be over. But this season, let's be very generous. See you tomorrow.